You know, tapping into your brain power, rather, can be as easy as turning on a light, but do you know how to do it? Joining us this morning is Neil Slade, an internationally known author of several books that can teach you how to turn on untapped areas of your brain with his Brain in a Box. Good morning, Neil.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Good to have you on the show. I don't know about you, but as you get older, as I get older, I feel as if that brain memory or the brain power seems to be fading away.
Decline.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we get into old habits of using our brain instead of exploring new areas of our brain and stimulating the more important areas of our brain. So what people can learn by going to the website and from, you know, coming to the lectures and reading the books is how to activate the infinite potential of the brain. And that's what I talk about.
All right, we're talking about brain in a box here, not the kind that you can
This is the brain in the box right here, Sonia.
I've been waiting for this for a couple of years now. Maybe just trade out mine and put that one in there.
But I don't think you'd want to do this. This brain is 100 years old. It was the brain of my teacher, T.D.A. Lingo, who was the director of the Dormant Brain Research and Development Laboratory.
You're kidding, right?
And no, I'm not kidding.
Oh, it's an actual brain?
There's an actual brain. I'm going to leave it in the box because
if
people want to see it, they'll have to come to the lecture tomorrow.
Okay.
And this was actually his, belonged to him, and he died in 1993, and the brain was left to me since I'm continuing his work. So.
Okay.
Here it is, in the brain in the box, the actual brain in the box. So people want to see the brain come out to the knick-knack nook tomorrow, and they'll be able to.
I'm a little disturbed, but yeah.
No,
I don't think I'll be touching it. We can put the brain back on the floor, but I do want to talk about the frontal lobe supercharged,
Yes.
And that is?
Well, that's the first of a series of books that I've written that teach people basic brain know-how, brain self-control. What people want to learn is how the human brain works. What are the basic mechanisms of the brain, and how different parts of the brain work in relationship to each other? There's a master, what we call a master click switch in the brain, called the amygdala, and you have two amygdala, one on each side of your brain, one for the right hemisphere and one for the left hemisphere. And what you can do is learn to internally, through imagery, stimulate these particular parts of the brain. And when you do that, that causes an increase of electrical chemical activity in the most advanced part of your brain, which is your frontal lobes. Now, if everyone at home watching would just grab their forehead like this, everything underneath my hand here is the frontal lobes, and that's the most advanced part of the brain.
And one of those, this is really tapping into, as you said, areas of the brain that you really don't use, and one of those areas can be through music.
Yes, that's right.
That's exactly why you're holding a saxophone this morning.
Right. I'm also a musician by trade, as well as having been an assistant at the Brain Lab for many years. And recent brain scan technology actually shows us what parts of the brain are activated with different types of activity. And we have found now and have proven that music activates the most advanced part of the brain, which is the prefrontal cortex and the frontal lobes. So you can use music, the right kind of music, to trigger increases in pleasure, creativity, and intelligence.
And there's so much to learn about the brain, very complex. Of course, we want to mention that Neil will hold a brain in a box presentation. You can also see a brain and touch a brain, from what I understand, tomorrow from 3 to 5 at the Knick Knack Nook, located at 4280 Morrison Road. For more information about any of Neil's books or music, simply call this number at 1-888-331-7589. The number again there, and the address if you want to be part of the presentation, Neil.
Thank you very much.
This morning. Thank you very much. We'll be right back and we'll learn a little bit more about that. Stay with us.